Well, I've been in Berlin now for 8 days. The previous 10 days I'd spent in Megeve hanging out with my family and falling down in the snow and trying to work out how to ski. I haven't skied in 13 years, so unfortunately I'd forgotten how to do it. And I had a great time with the family though. Had a wonderful time hanging out with the family and some of the more distant relatives who I don't really know. Not my relatives, but my brother-in-law's relatives. But people I've met a few times. Wonderful, wonderful spending quality time with family nowadays. And managed to catch up with my 20-year-old daughter, who was just a few days away from leaving Europe. She actually came up to Megeve specifically to catch up with me and the family. And goodness gracious me, I'm just passing a tree as we speak that is full of shoes hanging from the tree. How about that? Well, that's what you find when you're in Berlin. And that's the reason I'm in Berlin, because I came here 3.5 years ago and I wanted to check this place out again for a more extended period of time. And when I said to a good friend of mine that I was coming here to Megeve, she said, well, you're going to have to come all the way up to Berlin and spend some time with me. So that's what I've done. I've actually come up here and she's accommodated me, allowed me to stay with her for the past week. But just today, I've had to find my own accommodation. So for the next few days, I'm going to be staying in a hostel while I find something a little bit more permanent. Hopefully, a good friend of mine, Adam, from Toronto, is coming over in the next couple of days, and we might actually find a pad to hang out ourselves. Two bachelor boys getting up to mischief in Berlin. Could be a lot of fun. Could be a lot of fun with Adam. But the reason I'm in Berlin is, as I've mentioned on my podcast at yourstorypodcast.com, is to try and shake up my world a little bit, try and make things happen and meet some interesting people. In the last couple of days, I've been working at a co-working environment called Beta House. Beta House is a place where you can hire a desk for a day or a month or any combination in between and decide what you want to do with it. And it's a place where a lot of startups and funky organizations hang out and get a start before they get their own real offices. And I've been hanging out there and meeting a few people. Yesterday morning I went to a beta breakfast and saw a bit of a presentation by a couple of the business owners about what they're doing, and I look forward to meeting a lot more people there and hopefully some of their connections that extend into the network that is this amazing city that's Berlin. It is an incredibly vibrant place. If you've never been here, you won't really quite understand. Yeah, we've got big mature cities like London and New York and stuff. And Berlin is big and mature too, but it's also broken. It's also run down. Remember, the wall only went down 22 years ago, 23 years ago. So it's still recovering from being a divided city. And I've spent the bulk of my time over on the east. And parts of the east are still a little bit broken. But it's a place that's happening. It's vibrant. There's a saying, part of the advertising for Berlin is it's broke but sexy, and it's very true. It's a very cost-effective place to stay. It doesn't cost a lot of money. Food is really cheap, and accommodation is very reasonable also. And it's a great place to hang out, and I've only been here a week, like I said, but I look forward to exploring this town a lot more and getting back to you and letting you know what else I discover. So anyway, for now, I'm going to continue walking in this incredibly cold weather. It's about -3, and get on with my day so that I can make things happen and get on with this adventure. So catch you around sometime from cold, busy but fine Berlin. Bye bye for now.